International Training for Elders and Responsible Ones, April 2025. Week 1. Day 5. Outline. Roman number 3. The Apostle Paul, as a pattern to all the believers, the members of the body of Christ, lived Christ for his magnification as his continuation. Capital A. Paul was a disciple of Christ, seeing Christ, hearing Christ, and learning Christ as the reality is in Jesus. Capital B. Paul was a chosen vessel of Christ to contain him, be filled with him, and overflow with him for his fullness. Capital C. Paul was a man of prayer. Capital D. Paul depended on the body, doing everything in the body, through the body, and for the body. Capital E. Paul practiced calling on the name of the Lord. Capital F. Paul lived by the all-inclusive spirit of Jesus, the spirit of a man with abundant strength for suffering, for his preaching ministry, a ministry of suffering carried out among human beings and for human beings in the human life for the building up of the body of Christ. Capital G. Paul lived in his mingled spirit, the divine spirit mingled with his human spirit as one spirit. Capital H. Paul was filled with the spirit of joy, essentially for his existence, and with the spirit of power, economically for his function. Capital I. Paul exercised himself to always have a good and pure conscience. Capital J. Paul lived a life of always rejoicing in the Lord, praying unceasingly, and thanking him in everything. Capital K. Paul was allied with God and assisted by God to speak the gospel boldly in the name of Jesus to spread the testimony of Jesus unto the uttermost part of the earth. Capital L. Paul cherished the saints in the humanity of Jesus and nourished them in the divinity of Christ with all the truths of God's eternal economy, displaying in his living the word of the Lord Jesus that it is better to give than to receive. This is the end of today's outline.